Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Yes, sir. 5 o'clock fire. I'm Luke Morrow in alongside Chris Partee for the fellas today. Kyle and Neil holding things down, keeping us in line on this New Year's Day. Appreciate you hanging with us as we kick off 2026. 713-572-4610 to text the show. Get to us on the YouTube and Twitch chats as well. 5 o'clock, hopefully, as Ron usually says around this time, hopefully you're off from work now. Hopefully you've been off from work all day, really.
I hope you have.
Yeah. Hope you haven't had to work on New Year's Day today.
Like we have, but we love it, though.
New Year's Day is great because, there used to be more college football games. Now we just get these playoff games. But yeah. A lot of people, you're hungover from last night. Tired. It's great to just lay on the couch and watch college football all day.
All day.
So hopefully you haven't had to work today. You've been able to hang with us this afternoon and just watch college football.
Let us do all the heavy lifting for you.
That's right.
Let us do it.
Because we are lifting so heavily.
We're tired over here.
We're doing so much work. Such hard work over here.
Kyler's doing everything, actually.
That's right.
He's doing all the work.
5 o'clock fire. Hey, Astros, it started off the new year right. They get a new addition, a signing.
Tatsuya Ime.
Thank you.
I was just about to try to say it, and I looked at the name. I was like, I don't know.
I don't know about this one.
You gave up very quickly.
He actually clipped it. That was great.
That's why he's the super producer.
That's right.
Right there.
That was nicely produced. Well, that's the name of their new pitcher. The Astros signed him.
Tatsuya Ime.
Yep. That's the guy.
Thank you, PC.
That. I love that. Yeah, I love having that. I'm going to need that anytime I'm in talking Astros. He was signed today, 3-year contract, $18 million per year, could go up to 21, but he has opt-outs after each season. So we'll see what that means depending on how he does this year. But he was a big name in the international market this offseason. The Astros sign him, and there's that that big fish, if you will, for the Astros offseason with the addition here today.
Yeah, I mean, fans are happy. Everyone here is happy. But let's see more. let's get a couple more moves in under our belt here.
I'm with you. We're in agreement on that. This can't be the
be-all
end-all.
This can't be it.
This just has to be part of it. But
if this is it, that's a disappointing offseason. If this is it.
I would agree with that.
That's a disappointing offseason.
Yeah, I would agree. Just him and Mike Burrows.
No offense to EMA, but
no.
Just saying.
They need more. They were an 87-win team last year. You lost one of the better pitchers in baseball over the past 5 years. And, you can't just have the additions be two, I would say, middle-of-the-rotation guys, because that's what I picture for Ime. He's projected to have a 4.3 earned run average in the majors. So, right, solid. Not great.
Yeah.
Solid. You'll take that. But also, when you come over from Japan like that, they pitch once a week. His incentives are based off of only 100 innings pitched. So the bar is kind of low for his workload.
And it's going to take time for him to adjust, I would assume.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time.
Usually is. So I like it. You can't not like it. I like any time you try to add a piece to the team, and it's not my money you're spending. So why should I have a problem? I'm just, as I said earlier, curbing the enthusiasm. I don't know how huge. I don't think this is some sort of, big eight. I compared it earlier. Daisuke Matsuzaka was all when he came over. That was a big deal. I don't think it's one of those. I don't think this is Hideki or Rabu from the 90s, where this is more of like a middle of the rotation, back half of the rotation. They're going to use a six-man rotation now, which I don't like. But it is what it is.
Yeah, you're not a fan of that.
I want Hunter Brown on the mound as often as I can
possible,
have him.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know why you'd want
him. I think everyone wants him on the mound. If he could go every day, we would want him out there.
Yeah. Instead of
unfortunately, he can't, but yeah.
Yeah, instead of making space for lesser pitchers. But that's just me. And I know 2026 now, more teams are doing it, protecting more of these arms. But I don't like the six-man rotation. Anyways, that's the addition today. And it reminded me of Scott Boras always does his lame puns for his clients at the winter meetings. Here's what he had to say last month about the now newest member of the Houston Astros.
Like Imai, you have a 27-year-old pitcher who throws 98, 99. Teams look at that and say, believe me, in my wildest dreams, I never expected someone to be available like that.
In my wildest What do you think of that? How do we grade that pun?
Oh, no, my goodness.
Absolute F. He stumbled. He had to think way too much about it. I give this a solid 0 out of 10 here.
Damn, Colin. That's how you really feel.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible.
Goodness.
By the way, that's his usual delivery, though, for a guy that already has these written.
That's how he talks.
But it's like
that's him.
But this is all scripted, and still he struggles. It's like he knows how bad they are, and so he's still hesitant to say it to deliver them. He doesn't have the confidence to deliver these lines.
But he's got to get his stuff in.
Yeah,
he got
to
get it in.
Well, I don't know why he has to, but he chooses to do this.
For him, he has to get his stuff in.
Yeah,
he's
got obviously.
I'll give it a D.
I give it an F.
Come on, Chris.
There was some effort there that for him to even trot that out. There was some effort there. I'll give him a D. A D is passing most places. I'll give him a D.
I wish I went to those schools. It's embarrassing. But that's the new addition for the Astros. Doesn't hurt. Just curb your enthusiasm. And both Chris and I would like to see more moves this offseason. However, with this $18 million a year contract, it kind of puts the Astros right at that tax.
They're right there, the luxury tax, right?
We'll see how aggressive they are these next 2 months.
Hey, that means you got to trade somebody.
Yeah, this move might limit Jim Crane's willingness here the rest of the way.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we really haven't talked much about the college football playoff all day. They just started the second half. Indiana is leading 17-0 over Alabama. Indiana is also driving, so they're in field goal range. Might get a touchdown here to go up even more. We saw Alabama erase a similar deficit last time against Oklahoma. Do we think Alabama, they're going to come back today? They're going to do it again or no?
Well,
Indiana
just scored again, so probably not.
Great. Absolutely impeccable timing.
That was perfect timing, by the way, Luke. That was perfect.
Thank you.
You saw that unfolding. That was
long
perfect.
Touchdown pass for Indiana.
Come on, please show me the surrender cobras, please.
Oh, my goodness.
A woman was somewhat close there. She had one hand on her head.
Yeah. She had one hand?
Yeah. The Alabama fans are distraught. Indiana about to go up 24-0 with the extra point midway through the third.
There is 7:46 left in the third quarter. But for all intents and purposes, it feels like this game is over.
Oh, yeah.
It just feels like it. I told you this earlier in one of the breaks. Alabama, you mentioned Alabama coming back last week, but they look they just look sluggish.
Yeah.
They've looked sluggish all game.
And that's why I said
both sides.
I said it to Clint yesterday on these airwaves. Fade teams after, you have that dramatic comeback. Usually you have the emotional letdown the next game. And that was my concern with Alabama. They had that great comeback against Oklahoma. Yeah, you're just drained.
You've given everything.
And then also there's just flukiness to that. Not often do you come back. They were down 17-0 for a reason.
Yeah.
And credit for the comeback, but also they deserve some criticism for falling behind like that. And now here we go. Like that first half team again, where things aren't going their way.
Well, if they are going to mount a comeback, they better get going quickly.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
If this result holds up for Indiana, they'll be the first round bye team to win a game in this current CFP era.
Which is crazy. Yes. Which is crazy.
Right. Miami beat Ohio State last night.
Yeah.
And then earlier today, Oregon beat Texas Tech 23-0. So, yeah, you haven't wanted the bye so far.
No.
Small sample size, but in the college football playoff. Until Indiana, up 24-0. Look, they're the number one team in the country. They beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. They're beating Alabama right now, 24-0. Would Indiana be your pick to win the national championship?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If they hold on to this?
Regardless, right now, up 24-0.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty impressive here, but I know Miami has been a lot of people's dark horse.
They are.
Miami's been
right
a dark horse. What was that?
They're cooking right
Miami?
Now.
Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they are,
man. Because I'll be honest, I just knew Ohio State was going to win that game. But I was wrong, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, I was wrong. The Hurricanes, man, the Hurricanes are hurricaning. Mm-hmm. they're back, if you want to say that.
This playoff, to me, we talked about this yesterday, Clint and I, but when I look at these matchups, for me, it was kind of the haves versus the have-nots.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Miami still had something to prove. Ohio State didn't, and Miami proved it. I thought earlier today, Texas Tech was the team that had something to prove. Oregon didn't. Texas Tech didn't prove it. Sorry.
They did not.
They got shut out. They're done. This game, funny enough, I didn't think Alabama had anything to prove. Indiana was the team that still had to prove something for me, and they've proven it in a big way, and I'm happy to see. The next one, Ole Miss, Georgia, that's the final game. It kicks off at 7 p.m. Central Time, and that's similar where Georgia doesn't have anything to prove. I don't think Ole Miss can hang with Georgia. Georgia's favored by 6. I think Georgia wins by more than 6. What say you guys? Do you give Ole Miss a chance to win tonight, or are you riding Georgia the favorite?
I think Georgia is just the better program, but there's so much going on at Ole Miss right now with all the transition. Just, yeah, there's a lot happening right there. I don't think they win or really even get close to winning this game.
Yeah, I agree. Colin, Ole Miss or Georgia tonight?
I don't know. I think I would call it kind of underselling Ole Miss a little bit.
Really?
You know, because we saw the reaction when Lane Kiffin left for LSU. I mean, a lot of the players are still there. They stayed.
It was a reaction, all
right. Pete Golding. A lot of the players really love Pete Golding down in Oxford. I think this is more of a coin flip. I think the 6 points is a little... it's Georgia, so they're gonna get that leeway by a couple points. But I like Ole Miss. I think they're a team of destiny, kind of like Miami, because of the whole thing. The storyline's just
that's a big word right there, man.
Listen,
team of destiny.
Listen, but you know, but it's Kirby Smart. It is the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I have Georgia winning, but by one possession.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I think Georgia wins. I think by multiple scores. We'll see. 7 p.m. Kickoff tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
Rockets have gotten underway in Brooklyn, and the Rockets right now lead 12-2 over the Nets, not even 3 minutes in. So a pretty good start for the Rockets. Rockets 20-10 this year, Nets 10-20. So far, look, the game just started. The joke is always in the NBA, you just have to watch the fourth quarter or watch the last 5 minutes.
Pretty much.
We'll see what happens, but... Rockets up 12-2. This is a game tonight. I mean, you should blow out the Nets on the road.
You should, but didn't
said that about the Kings.
I was going to say, didn't we say that about the Kings and the Pelicans and the Jazz, right?
Well, they should have blown them out, too.
They really should have. So we'll see what happens. But all in all, the Rockets, they're going to win this game, in my opinion. Yeah, they should.
They're off to a 10-point head start.
Yeah.
Tari Eason back in the starting lineup tonight. So it's Durant, Jabari, Tari, Alpi, and Amen are the starting five. The Rockets were, they lost, what was it, 4 out of 5. They then put Tari Eason into the starting lineup. Tari now healthy again. And since putting him back in the starting lineup, if they win tonight, it'll be 4 straight victories since making that change.
Well,
Durant, 30 points in each of the last 2 games. It seems like this Tari Eason addition to the starting five has really opened something up and helped out this Rockets team.
It's working, and on top of that, that's a really big lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got Eason, you say you got Eason, you got obviously KD, you got Thompson, I mean, and then obviously Şengün and Jabari. I mean, no one is smaller than 6'7 in that lineup, 6'6", 6'7".
Right.
That's a huge lineup. So, yeah. Obviously, it's working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Until it's no longer working, then hey, I would say, Mr. Udoka, keep going with that. You may have found something here.
Yeah, he's been playing around with the starting lineup throughout this season.
I think
season.
We kind of expected that, though.
Yeah.
That he was going to play, especially with Fred VanVleet being out all year. Kind of had no choice but to kind of, you know.
But I think this right now is the best mix of five, because I think Tari Eason, I don't know if he's going to keep shooting like this. He's shooting a career high 49% from beyond the arc.
He was over 50 for a while. He was like 51, 52 for a little while.
I don't know if we can expect that to continue, but rides a hot hand. I think he's the most well-rounded. Like, Josh Okogie's good on the defensive end. I think Tari Eason's better on the offensive end. Reed Sheppard is obviously, he's a good shooter. He's not good on the defensive end. Tari Eason's also a better penetrator. I think he's the most well-rounded of these pieces. Dorian Finney-Smith is similar, but right now, Tari Eason's healthier right now. They're still working back.
Yeah,
Dorian Finney. So a bit of an asterisk on that one. But I just think he's the most well-rounded. He can play better defense than some of the options. And then on offense, he really gives you something, especially with that shooting. And I think that's why Durant's been able to score these 30 points lately, is it just helps space the offense where...
Opens it up for him.
Yeah, you can't double Durant as much because, there's open Tari who's shooting 50%. You have to stay close to Tari Eason, and it's allowed Durant more space to score lately. His scoring is up with Eason in the starting lineup.
I think you're right about Eason, you know, not being able to shoot 50-plus percent all season. But even if he settles into around 43, 44% from three... That's awesome. Yeah. You'll take that.
Absolutely.
You'll take that. So, I think they, Ime Udoka has found something here with this starting lineup. And again, you said they're 4-0.
Well, if they hold on tonight.
Yeah, okay, if they hold on tonight, they're 4-0.
hold on.
If they hold on, 2 minutes in now. But I think they'll be fine tonight. Keep rolling with this lineup. Let's see how far they can go with this lineup.
I would keep rolling with it.
Even though they don't have a true point guard out there. Hey, roll with it.
Hey, don't disrespect my boy Reed Sheppard over there.
I'm saying the starting lineup, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not starting right now. They do need a point guard.
Yeah.
But they can get by. I love
Reed Sheppard, but he's still very young. And like you said, defensively, he's definitely not what Fred VanVleet is. He does give the effort, though. I'll give him that. I've seen him play D. He does give the effort. But for one, he's small, too. He's small. He's a smaller guard.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough in this league when the average height is 6'7". And guys got these wingspans like pterodactyls.
6'7". That's crazy.
Huh?
6'7".
Oh, my goodness. Please don't start that. Colin.
That is talk about an annoying trend. I don't even get that one. The whole 6'7".
And Luke's not even as old as me, and he feels that way.
I don't get it. It didn't dawn on me until I saw a clip. I went to a college basketball game, and one of the teams made a foul shot to get to 67 points.
Oh, God, come on.
It was a blowout, and all the kids in the crowd started going crazy. And I was like, man, they really like that foul shot. It's a 30-point game. It didn't dawn on me until I saw the clip.
Yeah.
Because the team posted about it the next day. And I was like, right, 6'7". That's right. Yeah, it's so stupid. But the Rockets.
Maybe stupid, but it's funny.
I guess. Rockets lead 14-5 over the Nets, 8:16 to go first quarter, just underway. In that one there in Brooklyn, as Houston tries to win their fourth in a row. By the way, Tari Eason contract year too, so you know he's motivated. And it might come back to really bite the Rockets that they did not give him that contract. He's in a contract year.
Yeah.
They didn't give him the extension. And so
early, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Right now, I think he's upped his price, his value.
He's playing out of his mind.
Yep. So might come back to bite the Rockets. But in the meantime, they're reaping the benefits, looking to go to 4-0 with him in the starting lineup. That's 5 o'clock fire. Some of the headlines from today in the sports world. Hey, when we come back, who or what concerns you the most in the AFC playoff field for the Texans? Which team, which scenario, which situation would worry you the most as the Texans try to make a run to the Super Bowl? We'll talk about that next. It's The Drive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.